Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon. What's going on, Atlanta? It's Abe Gordon, the Abe TL Show, hanging out with you from 2 to 6 as we give Dukes and Bell the day off here, a holiday at Odyssey, an opportunity to observe Juneteenth for those who are interested. And I was actually surprised. Parking lot is packed downstairs. I thought more people would be off. If you are off, I appreciate you still choosing to tune in here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Maybe you're at home, smart speaker, Odyssey app, something like that, or still in your car. And for those of you who have a normal work day, we'll try and keep it as regular as possible for you. A lot coming your way over the next 4 hours here on the Abe TL Show. A couple of buddies of mine going to be joining as guests as we continue breaking down the NBA Finals. Game 6 tonight, OKC can win it all. The Indiana Pacers at home looking to extend the series to a Game 7. We were deprived Game 7 in the Stanley Cup as Florida win it at home earlier this week. We'll see if we can get a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. Justin Fensterman, lead analyst for Fantasy Guru, lead NBA analyst for Fantasy Guru and host on SiriusXM. He's going to be joining me at 2:40. And then live from Omaha, Mike Farron of MLB Network Radio. He also handles some college baseball broadcast duties for ESPN. We're going to talk a little bit of Braves, a little bit of College World Series, and kind of just catch up on what's going on with the baseball world as well. And then a special in-studio guest coming late in the 4 o'clock and early in the 5 o'clock hour. Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 99 car, supposed to be coming in today. Atlanta is going to be holding a night race there next weekend, so we'll get you all set up for that a little bit later. Hopefully he sticks around for a little bit longer than that. But we've got a lot to get to. It's a big day in sports here in Atlanta. Just down the road from where we are in Colony Square, you got the FIFA Club World Cup. Kickoff in just about an hour between Inter Miami and Porto. Hopefully it's a better crowd than what we saw the other night. Again, 3 p.m. kickoffs are brutal, and a lot of people have off today. A lot of people don't. But the Inter Miami crowd, you would think, would give yourselves a boost. The Messi crowd should give that attendance a boost, as opposed to what we saw a couple of nights ago. LAFC has to come from 2,200 miles. And obviously Chelsea had to come from across the pond. Porto does too, but we'll see if we get a lot more full stadium there at Mercedes-Benz. Again, we'll check in on that one in about an hour. But look, the story going on right now has been the Atlanta Braves. And we're going to talk a lot more in depth about the Braves in our next segment at 2:20. But last night, the Braves win 5-0, and now you're looking at a situation where you have an opportunity to sweep the New York Mets with Spencer Strider on the mound. You get a dramatic come-from-behind victory on Tuesday. Yesterday, with the defending Cy Young arm on the mound, with Ronald Acuna batting leadoff, you take control of this game early and you do not cede control. And by the way, that's what this team's supposed to look like. It was nice to get the comeback win on Tuesday. Like, we don't want to be sweating and freaking out for seven innings, expecting the worst, and then being surprised. That's what happened on Tuesday. Like, it's okay to admit. Every single one of us was surprised that they found a clutch hit and they delivered with two outs in the eighth inning. We were surprised. I thought Ozuna was going to ground out and that'd be the end of it. He didn't. Last night is what it's supposed to look like a little bit more often. Chris Sale, incredible. And we're going to talk about what he's done in the past couple of outings in just a moment. But Ronald Acuna Jr., right from the get-go. And I know the Braves broadcast kind of made mention of it. I don't know if it was Glavin or if it was Frenchie. I just saw it on closed captioning. Like, why are we throwing Acuna a strike the first pitch of the game? Like, I know you don't want to, like, just start with a 1-0 count all the time against Ronald Acuna Jr. I also just can't throw one right in the middle of the zone for him to start games. Like, I that can't be the game plan for opposing pitchers. But it's happened a couple times, and he makes pitchers pay. And he certainly did last night. A no-doubter, immediately, the Braves go 1-0 up. They tack on a couple more here and there. Matt Olson cranks one out at the very late stages of that game, and it's a 5-0 win. And again, now you've got Spencer Strider on the mound, an opportunity to sweep the Mets. And let's look at it two ways. You have won the series. I think this is a good first step. But winning 2 out of 3 is not going to bridge a 12-game or a 13-game deficit. You're going to have to sweep teams. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be the Mets that you sweep, although from a statistical standpoint, that would be the maximum in terms of making a difference in the standings. You got the Marlins coming up next. Like, if you're in position, you have to sweep that team. You got to find a way to sweep the Phillies. And so I do think tonight's game is as important as these first two. We're not going to sit here and say it's a statement, right? The Mets are still going to have a massive lead in the division. We're not going to sit here yet and say, look, the Braves have turned it on and everybody look out. And I mentioned this with Randy McMichael yesterday, and he'll be back with me tomorrow for Andy and Randy. This is not a turning point right now. It has not flipped. Now, you might, in a couple of weeks, look back and say, okay, that's when it started. But two games in doesn't mean you're now a threat. You have to continue to play like this. And not just tonight, but for 15 games or 20 games and realistically the next 80 games. Spencer Strider on the mound. We'll talk more about him in our next segment as well. But I want to focus on Chris Sale right now. With respect to the year that he had last season, a year in which he won the National League Cy Young Award, I think right now is the best he's ever been. I mean, maybe I'd have to look back at some previous seasons and say, well, this 5-game stretch or whatever. He's got an ERA of 1.23 in his last 10 starts. He's 0.86 ERA in his last 6 starts. And you remember when we go back to the start of the season and we're like, what's wrong with Chris Sale? He's not this or not that. A lot of that was more just how deep he was going into games. He actually was still pretty good from an ERA perspective. He's got 3 or fewer earned runs in 14 of 15 starts this year. He's got one or less earned run in 8 games, including the last 6 in a row, again, in which his ERA is 0.86. And he's getting deeper and deeper into games. Unfortunate, he let a guy get on last night, couldn't get a complete game there. But I think if he's going to do that, and we'll find out again in a couple of hours what Spencer Strider is now, coming off of his best start since returning, mixed with what we've seen sometimes Schwelly can be, what we've seen Grant Holmes can be, even what we've seen Bryce Elder can be. You're starting to see a team that maybe can get hot. Now, it needs to be more than just the rotation getting hot. I think we've seen Dylan Lee. I think we've seen Pierce Johnson. And I think we've seen Raisel Iglesias kind of turn a little bit, hopefully. It's only 3 or 4 outings, but hopefully. And now you got to get the offense going. That's how this team becomes complete. Because this team is built to win with a good rotation, an offense that supports it, and a bullpen that helps you win close games. They did that the other night. Didn't really need much of the bullpen last night, just a couple pitches. And the offense picked you up twice. We'll see if they can do it again today. We'll get into Spencer Strider and what tonight would mean for him in a moment. Again, NBA Finals Game 6, we're going to be talking about that at the back end of this hour with Justin Fensterman of SiriusXM Fantasy and NBA analyst for Fantasy Guru. The big question is Tyrese Haliburton. Is he going to play? They're saying he's a true game-time decision. If he plays, which, by the way, I think he's going to play. So the next question is, how different is he going to be than what we saw in Game 5? How much healthier can he possibly be? I think there is an opportunity tonight for the Pacers to get this to Game 7. I think they were pretty competitive last time out with Haliburton being essentially a non-factor. Can they be better at home tonight and take one more game, send this thing to Game 7? I still think ultimately OKC wins the finals. I don't know if it's tonight. If Halliburton's a real rough go, it probably is. I think the Pacers can get this one, though. I don't know if they could go into OKC and win in Game 7, but I think they could get this one tonight. We'll break down some factors a little later in the show. We'll also ask Justin Fensterman about that. College World Series is set. Coastal Carolina is in, and in a pretty wild fashion, LSU got in last night. Saturday night, they're going to start the best 2 of 3 championship series between Coastal and LSU. Crazy stuff for LSU last night. Late stages, they go down 2 runs. They got 2 outs. A line out to left field would have ended it. This at the time was still with 1 out. A line out to left field would have ended it. No, this was with 2 outs because they had the choice to get a force out at third or try and turn 2. They took the safe play at third, which kept the game going. So then a line out to left field with 2 outs would have ended it. The left fielder slips. Ball ricochets off his shoulder like 30 yards away. Goes deep into the corner of the outfield. Runners come around and they tie it. And then the next batter hits this kind of wonky, weak line drive that tips off the glove of the second baseman, falls safely into the outfield, and LSU walks it off. Brutal run for Arkansas. Tough go. But it is going to be Coastal Carolina LSU now in the College World Series. We're going to talk about that and with the Braves, with Mike Farron of MLB Network Radio. In our next hour, but coming up next, the Atlanta Braves. We're going to continue the conversation. An opportunity to sweep the Mets. We'll tell you what tonight could mean for Spencer Strider. Could the Braves be entering the best run of the season? And why I'm confident that the season could even out. I got a couple of numbers that say what they've done to this point probably not the record they deserve. Will it flip for them? We'll talk about that on the other side as well. It's Abe Gordon, the Abe TL Show continues. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Stop throwing strikes on the first pitch of the game. Put it out of the zone. Now, if he swings at it and it becomes a strike because you threw a ball, that's on him. I'm not throwing something in the zone to Acuna.
You also can't get behind Ronald Acuna either.
Well, it's a pick-your-poison situation. I understand that.
You got to throw a strike.
That's why
eventually.
You hope it's a ball, and then you hope he swings at it. I don't know. Make it look like a strike.
They just walk him and bring up Alex Verdugo and see what he can do.
Well, they did that in the extra frame the other night.
Sure did. It
ultimately didn't help. They should have gone and pitched to him. Just got it over with. We had to wait through all that drama, wait for Austin Riley to crank one to deep center. Just pitch to Acuna, let him double it off the wall, maybe hit a walk-off, and we're good. We're good. Braves win 5-0 last night. It started out 1-0, as it would when Ronald Acuna Jr. hits the game's first pitch in the bottom of the first inning out of the ballpark. Now you got an opportunity to sweep with Spencer Strider on the mound. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. One thing we are watching today is Ozzie Albies. He took a ball right off the knee yesterday in the game. I haven't seen the lineup yet. It should come out during the show. It should come out in the next hour or so, I would think. Maybe 90 minutes, but it should come out shortly, and we'll see if Ozzie is going to go. Something of interest, if for whatever reason they need to put him on the IL, Nacho Alvarez has been activated at AAA Gwinnett. He probably needs a week or so to get going, I would think. But if you are really desperate, Nacho Alvarez is getting close to a return for the Atlanta Braves. Probably can't come up and play shortstop. We asked Grant McCauley about that. Braves insider hosted from the Diamond, which is going to be on 92.9 The Game, presented by Mark Spain, on Sunday at 5 p.m. But if second base, just all of a sudden you need someone there, Nacho Alvarez could be a guy that gets a look. So that's that. So we'll keep an eye on the update there. It would be huge to sweep the Mets tonight. And look, I don't think... And we're all trying to say the same thing. I think all of us here at 92.9 The Game, and I think most of you at home or in the car, anyone here in Atlanta, are kind of saying the same thing. It'd be huge. It'd be massive to sweep the Mets. Can't argue that. I also want to sit here and say a sweep of the Mets doesn't mean you're going to go make the playoffs and roll through into the World Series. So both things can be true. Both things can be true. If you're going to turn it around, it had to start now, and maybe it has. But three games is not a 14-game deficit. There's still a double-digit issue here in the standings. You get a lot closer in the wild card, and you start to work your way there as well. But, look, I do think a sweep would be massive for this team mentally and then from the numbers perspective in the standings. I also think tonight's about Spencer Strider. It, as much as it is about the Braves and the offense, can they get it going? I think this is about Spencer Strider because I think Spencer Strider's in this situation, and I talked about it last time I was hosting before the Atlanta United match. It kind of came true, although it was against the Rockies, and we're going to get to that. I had mentioned to Dom at the time, I was like, I don't think you're going to see Spencer Strider like slowly improve and then kind of develop into what we need him to be. I think that just one of these outings, he's just going to be that guy again. And we saw that against the Rockies. A 13 strikeout effort, 6 innings, no runs. Now the question is, was that because it was the Rockies? And by the way, we need to put a little respect on the Rockies' name right now. They're 8-7 in their last 15 games. And so, you know, I'm not saying they're world beaters. Neither are the Braves. But the Rockies have been playing better baseball. Anyways, I think the question and really the ideal answer is Spencer Strider solidifying and building off of that last start, the strong effort against the Rockies. And I think you'll know from early on in this game whether or not he's locked in, dialed in, and has gotten a feel for what he needs to be on the mound. I thought we saw a little bit of elevated velocity from Strider. I think that's why you caught 13 strikeouts. Now he's got to do it against a better lineup. And he's got to do it against guys that can really make you pay if you miss. So as much as this game's important for the team and the standings and the mentality and turning it around and all of that stuff, I think it's equally as important for Spencer Strider. Because I think if he is going to get back to being that guy, a guy that was the Cy Young favorite to enter the season last year before getting hurt, I think we need to see it multiple outings in a row. And I think we need to see it against good lineups. I think we need to see it tonight. Braves are down bad on the season. I think we know that. But when I look at a couple of different stretches in the year, there's still reason to believe that they can flip this around. Again, I don't know if they can catch the Mets in the NL East. It's a pretty big deficit. Even if you sweep tonight, you're talking about knocking off 3 games from, I think it was a 12-game lead to enter the series. I mean, you're still way back there. But when I look at some of the stretches they've gone on, from May 4th to May 16th, 13-game stretch, which, oddly enough, is the same length of the stretch we're talking about here, where you've got 10 against the Mets and Phillies, 7 of those against the Mets alone. They were 9-4 in that stretch. If you go 9-4 in this stretch that we're talking about, I think you're in great shape. You'd be in great shape. Now, in that series, that run, it was Cincy, Pittsburgh, Washington. Only one of those was a road series. So when you talk about going 9-4 over a stretch of 13 games, it wasn't against great competition. Another good run was 9-2 game stretch, 9-2 in an 11 game stretch from April 18th to April 29th. This team has gotten hot. The problem has been those hot turns for the Braves have been followed up with the antithesis of that, the exact opposite, an absolute cold spell. That's what you need to avoid. The other big concern right now is the road record. Braves are 12-24 on the road. Let me say that again. They have a 33% win percentage on the road. 12-24. If they are going to make a run, they have got to be better on the road. And they're going to have an opportunity because they got some road series coming up. Again, 13-game stretch we talked about. Luckily, to end that stretch, the Phillies are at home. You're going to Miami, and you're going to the Mets for four. 12-24 on the road is not going to get you back into the division race. It may not even get you back into the wild card race. Now, I do think they can be better on the road. A couple of things. There's a lot of sports stats that I believe are complete nonsense. Those of you who have heard me on the Atlanta United broadcast know my disdain for XG, expected goals. Well, I got another expected stat for you. EXWL, expected win loss. Again, I believe it's a nonsense stat, but since it's out there, may as well get it for you. The Braves' expected win-loss on the season actually has them at 37-34, a team that would be three games above 500. Now, I don't know how expected stats work. I don't know if it's a game-specific thing or if it's a general, like, well, you probably aren't going to lose 10 straight one-run games, so this is why your EWXL is better. 37-34. So there's a little hope that if they can kind of climb towards what the expected win-loss record's supposed to be, there's that. And then here's the other thing. The Braves have a winning record against the NL East, a record that has been improved upon these last two games. They have a winning record against the NL Central, and they have a winning record in interleague play. So how are they so far back? 8-20. Against the NL West. 8-20 against the NL West. That's the season right there. That is the deficit right there. Now, we've seen some years where the Braves have absolutely manhandled the NL East en route to big division victories. That now they're going to need to manhandle the NL East en route to a big division comeback. But I do think that you start to look, and again, it's been two games. If you continue, though, I do think you start to look at the wild card race and see where you are, who you can hawk down. Right now, my focus is on the wild card. The division, if it comes, we'll get there. But right now, I think you're, what, six back in the wild card? If you're getting hot, which again, two games is two games. We're not going to go crazy. We talked about a 13-game stretch. It's been a two-game stretch. You got to continue the run. It's up to Spencer Strider tonight. Coming up next, NBA Finals Game 6 tonight. Justin Fensterman, Fantasy Guru's lead NBA analyst, is going to join us, break it all down. Also cover a couple of other stories going on across the NBA. Feels like we're just getting started here on the Abe TL Show. I'm with you till 6 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Abe Gordon in for Dukes and Bell here on Juneteenth. But reminder, Dukes and Bell out on the road tomorrow. Twin Peaks, Buckhead. Start your Friday a little early for that special broadcast, 2 to 6, as they get you ready for another big sports weekend. Great food, drinks, scenic views, everything you get, as usual, at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. NBA Finals. Game 6 tonight. Can the Oklahoma City Thunder win a title? They're going to have to do so on the road in Indiana, but there are some questions about the Pacers that we need to get answered, and to do so, we turn to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and we turn to Justin Fensterman, Fantasy Guru's lead NBA analyst and SiriusXM Fantasy host, a good friend of mine. Fensty, how you doing, man?
Abe, great being with you, man. Thank you so much for having me.
I think the first question, and we'll get into what happens if he plays, but if he does not play, speaking about Tyrese Haliburton, can the Pacers win this game tonight without him?
Yes. Yes, they can. And, Abe, there are two things that I can think of that there are only two ways that the Pacers can win this game and extend this series. Number one, they shoot 55% from the field, and that's thinking that OKC is not matching them, but they're shooting themselves 47% from the field. If Indiana can then shoot 55, which I think is possible, they're a great shooting team, then they will be able to extend this series, and they don't need Haliburton to do so. The only other solution, Abe, is that with Tyrese Haliburton banged up, they would need to sign you. Then I'd give them a good fighting chance.
I play the same sort of pesky defense that Alex Caruso does, and so I'd be ready to get down and probably a size problem, though. If Haliburton does play, what do they need? What do the Pacers need from him? If he's limited, I don't know if we're getting a 30-point effort. Is it more about keeping this team in the offense, running an offense, and also limiting the turnovers. They had 10 more turnovers than the Thunder did last game.
No, absolutely, Abe, and that's a good thing, the beauty of Tyrese Haliburton, and why I'm saying that this series is not necessarily over, because Tyrese Haliburton doesn't need to score 25, 30 points in order for the Pacers to win. They just need him out there to draw in the extra defender so he can't have a free lane, and he just needs to do what he's done such a good job of throughout the season and the postseason for the most part, and that's setting up his teammates for high percentage shots. And when Tyrese Haliburton is out there, and I'm the Thunder, because I'm thinking that he's going to end up playing, Abe, and thinking that way, even if he's not 100%, the Thunder have to act like he is 100%, and you have to have the extra guy on him. You can't doubt Tyrese Haliburton. He always plays banged up. So that's why him being out there is just so crucial, not really as much for the scoring, but setting up his teammates and drawing in that extra defender so maybe someone can cut to the basket. So maybe Mathurin off the bench has an easier track to the basket to be able to break the Thunder's interior defense a little bit. So him being out there, for me, not focused as much on the scoring, more that he's out there, he's for sure getting the extra defender.
And then final question about Haliburton here, and it's Justin Fensterman, Fantasy Guru's lead NBA analyst. I think if he's going to play, he needs to be better than he was in Game 5. I think he wants to play. I think he's going to try to play. If he's not better than he was in Game 5, do you trust Rick Carlisle to take the tough decision, the tough stance, and pull him? Because I don't think he should have played in the second half in Game 5. He didn't do anything for the team. There were guys who were on the bench that were doing something for the team, specifically T.J. McConnell. Do you trust Rick Carlisle to make the tough call if need be?
I do trust him in this case, and I've questioned some of what Rick Carlisle has done, especially when the Pacers have been on the losing end of things. Like in Game 2, they're down by less than 20, and Carlisle is pulling the starters with 5 minutes to go, and I was jumping out of my seat because I just couldn't believe it, because they were settling with the split in OKC when, imagine being able to go up 2-0 going back to Indy, and this team has been so resilient, they don't go away, so that shocked me. Then he did it again in Game 4, all of a sudden pulling starters out, or last game with a couple of minutes to go, Game 5. And to me, that was also shocking. This time around, though, I think that he would make the decision, because T.J. McConnell has been so good against the Thunder, not only in the playoffs, but the regular season. And here's the other thing. I think Tyrese Haliburton is so unselfish that if he's ruining the team's rhythm, he himself would go to Carlisle and say, take me out. He's that unselfish.
I just don't believe that, because I think we would have seen that in the second half last game, and we didn't. So I'm not sold on that, but that's neither here nor there. I know you mentioned
it. He stopped shooting, Abe, right? Didn't he stop shooting?
He only took one shot in the second half.
Right, exactly. So that's the big thing right there. Instead of forcing things up, still trying to set up his teammates, and just him being out there, that's why I was expressing the importance before, and that's why if he's not flowing right, he's going to go to Carlisle himself and get himself taken out of the game.
I know we mentioned that this series is not over yet. I actually do think the series is over. I don't know if it ends tonight. I agree with you. I do think Indy can win tonight with or without Tyrese Haliburton. But I don't think they're going to beat OKC twice in a row. I think if it does come down to a Game 7, the Thunder do get the win at home. I'd be pretty surprised at this point if they lost Game 7 at home, if there even is one. But I look at OKC. I look at the youth. I look at some of the contracts that they're still holding on to. I know they got a couple of Supermax and Max deals coming on the way for SGA and for Jalen Williams. But this is a team that is so young. It is well coached. They do have a lot of draft capital if they need to rebuild or replace a significant starter or role player. It feels to me, Fensty, like this could be the start of a dynasty, a team that wins 3 or 4 titles in the next 7-8 years.
Yeah, I don't think that's out of the question at all. And you mentioned it's a great combination of youth and veteranship on it that's really not that old themselves. And they are very well built right here. And I know that when you have what people are looking at the Pacers, this Cinderella story, which to me, I mean, they've always been one of the most threatening offenses, the Pacers. So going into this series here, the Thunder were just the better team. And the Thunder last year, them winning the Western Conference on the final day, because it could have been three different teams that final day that could have been the one seed. This year, they were the certified one seed for a reason. Depth, youth, amazing defense. And for a teammate that plays as quick as they do, to be able to play as great of defense, being the best defensive team in the NBA, considering how fast they play that real up-tempo style, pickup style, and they're still able to get back, that's what makes them so dangerous and impressive. And while we're so used to seeing Indiana fight off deficits, what we saw a couple of games ago where OKC did so too, I wasn't surprised, because they are that team. They are that good. They've got an endless amount of pieces. And if I'm this team, I don't really tinker with it at all. And I try to run it back with this squad as much as possible. So I'm with you, whether it's tonight, whether it's Sunday, the Thunder are taking this.
Justin Fensterman, SiriusXM Fantasy host and lead NBA analyst for Fantasy Guru, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's Abe Gordon, the Abe TL Show, hanging out with you till 6 o'clock as Dukes and Bell have the day off. They'll be back tomorrow. Enough about the NBA Finals. There's a couple of other interesting stories going on here. Look, I know you're a Knicks fan, Fensty. What is going on up there? Was it a mistake? Did they have a plan that fell through? Because the scramble mode they're now in can't be what the ideal setup was when the Knicks moved on from Thibodeau.
It's not at all. It's terrible. And look, with how Thibodeau handled his starters, that's one thing. But to me, this management group was ready to move forward with Thibodeau, and then all of a sudden Dolan came down and started meddling again, which he had done a great job since this Leon Rose management group has come in of staying out. That was almost a real condition. They might as well have put it into the contract that he does not meddle. And all of a sudden Jim Dolan gets back involved just like that. It just doesn't make any sense. And considering how successful Tibbs was, and now when you look at the market, the Knicks, I mean, asking for permission, getting denied, and now having to go with a completely different coach, where we're starting to now question whether or not the Knicks are going to have the same kind of team that they did go last season, if whether or not they're going to try to trade Towns in the ridiculous contract. In regards to the coach, I don't think they have a backup plan. I don't think they know what they're doing. To me, when they made this firing, immediately I thought they want Mike Malone, who I thought was unceremoniously and unfairly fired. Same with Taylor Jenkins, was both very shocking moves, being where it was that close to the end of the season before the playoffs. So I was shocked with the Tibbs hiring. I didn't agree with it at all. I thought he did a great job of helping turn the franchise around. But I was thinking it was so they could get Mike Malone, which I would have been fine with, because he would have figured out how to use the bench more, which the Knicks clearly needed. But now that they're in the scramble mode like you're talking about, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of crazy, because I'm with you. Like, if you had a plan and you moved on from Tibbs and everything was in line, I understand it. But it's very clearly, if they had a plan, it has fallen through, and now it's all over the place. We also had some significant news in terms of a player being traded. Desmond Bain goes from Memphis to Orlando. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Cole Anthony, a couple draft picks and all this stuff. What does it mean for each team? And I'll take a look at Orlando. I think they are the next guy up. I think Boston, obviously with the injury to Tatum, can be had. I don't necessarily buy the Knicks. I think we learned the Cavs may not be built for it. And the Pacers are there, but I'm just not sold on them necessarily. I think Paolo Banchero steps into the NBA as one of the 10 best players in the league next year. I think if you get Suggs healthy again, adding Bane to that and Wagner as well, I think the Magic are real contenders in the East.
Oh, absolutely. They were contenders 2 years ago, where they came up out of nowhere to get what the fourth seed. I mean, it was amazing seeing what they could do 2 years ago. Last year, you can't hold it against the team. They got completely bitten by the injury bug and they could not recover until the very tail end of the season, where you started to see them get healthy and see what kind of damage that defense can do. Them getting Desmond Bain, it's amazing. Abe, I think too many times people get caught up with the amount of draft picks that are traded. Well, the reason you stockpile draft picks is so you can make a trade and send a few of them off to get someone like a Desmond Bain, a strong combo guard, who I was shocked, so shocked, that Memphis just gave up on. I loved the Ja Morant-Bain combination because Ja Morant isn't the healthiest player, and if he's out, Desmond Bain can just pick up right where he left off. He runs the point very effectively, and that's what the Magic needed, some help for a guy like Jalen Suggs, so Suggs can play a little bit more off the ball. And now you're going to be seeing both of those guys switch up who's going to be actually running the point, and it's going to confuse defenses a little bit. They're going to have to prepare for more. I love this move for Orlando. And yes, I agree with you. They're going to be up there. It's going to be hard to take them down. Is next year the year they're going to win the Eastern Conference? I don't think so. But at the same time, are they going to be a hard out for a team like, let's say, Milwaukee or a team like Boston? Absolutely. It was an amazing get, and I had no idea. And this goes back to the Jenkins firing for Memphis. No idea what Memphis was doing. Yeah, they got back a pretty decent haul. They got back their picks. But Desmond Bane is worth it, and I was shocked that they gave up on him.
And, Justin, I only got 30 seconds left, but the other side of this is Memphis. What are they doing? They got Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr. Are those guys safe to stay in Memphis? Could they be moved as well? What exactly is Memphis looking at now?
I'm starting to feel like they're going to be slightly blowing it up. I don't think they get rid of Ja Morant. I think Jaren Jackson Jr., they're going to see what they can get from him. But Jaren Jackson Jr. has had health issues and has trouble at times getting in the lane. That three's not on. He's useless on offense, but we've seen him be a very fine scorer.
Fensty, Justin Fensterman, SiriusXM Fantasy, and lead NBA analyst for Fantasy Guru. Appreciate you joining us, chatting a little NBA here on the Abe TL Show. Thanks so much, bud.
Thanks so much, Abe.
There you go, Justin Fensterman. Again, really looking forward to the NBA Finals Game 6 tonight. We'll talk some more about Game 6, in the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock hour, because we got a full 3 o'clock hour. Want to talk some college football. I got Garrett Chapman here an hour with me. Eric Slaughter will slide into the chair at 4. So with my man G Chap, co-host on College Football Game Time, we're going to talk a little bit of college football next. At the end of the hour, we're going to head out to Omaha, chat College World Series with Mike Farron. A little bit of NFL news and notes in the middle. A lot still to come. Hour number 2 on the way. The Abe TL Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.